5 o'clock in the slanting rays of the afternoon sun, high in the rarefied air on the Rainbow Bridge, somewhere to the southeast of the Great Lost Plateau, Venezuela, South America. Jack and Doc are being conducted on the second phase of their return trek to the legendary Island in the Sky. For 2 hours now, Jack and Doc, with Jeremiah and Uganda and Saul of Tarsus, have been negotiating the Rainbow Bridge. It is a structure of key stones, arched like a rainbow, with its footings on one on each side of a bottomless precipice. The arc of the bridge is 4 miles. The width of the bridge is 10 feet. A 10-foot pathway into the sky, without side railings. That is why Jack was given the rope about the mule's neck to hang on to, and Doc was given the animal's tail. Neither Jeremiah nor Uganda seemed to mind the narrowness of the bridge or the breathtaking rise into the air.
This is a fine darn way to travel, hanging on to the end of a donkey's tail.
Oh, for 20 years now, it's always fast since I've been making this excursion over the bridge. If I were to give you all the breathtaking tail and start him across all alone... You get to there. Don't you worry about that.
He ain't liable to let go with one or both of them high legs.
And that's why he's on the bridge. Oh, no, sir. That animal's got the respect for the Rainbow Bridge just like the rest of us. But that, I wouldn't come up behind him once we're in the clear.
We didn't travel for 2 hours. We're almost to the top of the arc.
Halfway, huh?
Yes. And then all the rest will be down here.
Up one side and down the other. Well, personally, I ain't a-looking. I'm keeping my eyes right straight ahead on Saul of Tarsus' pack saddle.
We should be hearing the music any time now.
Music?
Yes. Just before we reach the top of the arc, from someplace out there comes beautiful music.
No, it's not real music.
Oh, no, just vague chords. And say someone were letting his fingers fall gently on the strings of a harp.
But that's silly. How can anybody be making music up here? Doesn't the sky above and space a couple of miles deep below?
Doc, you really are a young soul, aren't you?
Hey, would you stop calling me a soul? I'm just a plain blood and bone Texas boy.
Oh, yes, in this reincarnation, of course. But fundamentally, you are a soul, or a spirit of you. And you are a very young spirit. Oh, listen, stop a moment. You hear it, don't you?
Yeah. You get it yet?
Yeah.
Know what it reminds me of, Doc?
Huh?
What? The sound of music we heard when we went behind the mile-high waterfall on the other side of the Lost Plateau.
Hey, that's exactly what it sounds like.
You have been behind the curtain of water, which leads to the stairway to the south?
Of course we were. Last time we was up on the plateau.
You have been up? But I did not know that. Jeremiah, you did not tell me.
Didn't I know I was It must have slipped my mind.
So that is why you are being allowed to cross the Rainbow Bridge. Because already you have...
Well then. Let's get along with us. We can't stand here all day.
But Jeremiah...
Then come along with us, all of God. Let's take that ship. Come along with you.
Just looks like Jeremiah don't want you asking no questions, you dog.
I, too, am a young soul. I do not control my tongue. I have little patience.
Yeah, a young soul of 17.
Oh, no. I am 17 years in this newest reincarnation. That does not measure the age of a soul. A million years is young for a soul.
If you were just reincarnated 17 years ago, who was you before that?
There are those who know. I do not. I have not arrived at that state of perfection yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all very interesting, but I don't believe a word of it.
You're a wonderful background.
Hey, how long do we keep here in that park, sir?
Until we begin to descend on the other side. And here we come to the top of the arc.
Well, I should think so. I'm getting sort of leg-weary climbing.
It should take us so long to make the descent.
Well, no, it's slowly slowing down. Those cobblestones aren't the way they've been in the world for a jackass to find a footing on. So Tarsus takes it nice and slow and easy.
Well, anyway, we started down, and it's a change. Now, what kind of country can we expect, though, once we get out off the creek?
Well, this volcanic rock underground river, not a blade of grass, not a blade of a tree.
Stella! It's time to drop.
Yes, I was just going to call attention to this. Well, that's quite a phenomenon. Any explanations at all, Jeremiah?
No, none.
Well, in view of our two experiences, I might suggest one.
Oh, don't be. No one was ever hurt by speculation.
Well, the first time we heard it was in the tremendous noise of the waterfall. This time we're high in the air under considerable physical and emotional stress. Perhaps the human system responds to musical vibrations in the air under violent strain.
Well, I'm under no stress,
it's true. Oh, no, you don't seem to be. Well, let's find out then. One of them unexplainable things that always seems to be happening to us down in this neck of the woods. Like, who built that mile-high stairway to the sun with them gold plaques on every seven step? And who built this here rainbow bridge?
The very ancient ones could give you an answer to all your questions. If they
were. Well, there's one thing I would like to know, though. And that's why, as long as they were building it, they didn't make it wide enough so a person didn't feel like he was liable to step off into space any second. So anyway, put a handrailing on the side.
Well, I can answer you that, Doc.
And I wish you would.
Anyone who is not able to cross the rainbow bridge or is standing is not worthy to cross it.
You mean there have been people who tried and failed?
A few? Yes, quite a few, in fact.
Huh? Even with solid parts who failed to hang on to?
Oh, yes. Many wouldn't even try it. Others have tried and not been able to go on. I have seen men lie down flat on their faces, kick, and go to all the edges up here on the street.
Yeah, I know. You count it, too.
Twice, then, and become faint and plunged over the side.
Hey.
Oh, they were men evil of heart. No man with evil intentions in his heart can cross this street. This is one of the
steps. You mean when we started out this afternoon, there was some doubt whether one or either of us would ever complete the crossing?
That is true, is it not,
Grandma? Yes. This is one of the several tests which you must meet before you will finally come to the task which you are expected to perform.
Well, could you give us a hint of what some of the other tests are to be like?
Maybe you know better than you ask, yes, my son?
All right, then. Could you give us a hint of what the task is which is expected of us?
Well,
ask you. Is it likely? No, I suppose not. Hello. Look how the lower portion of the bridge goes down into the fall. I hadn't noticed that.
Yes. And this rises up out of the cabin at this hour every afternoon. Presently, if we descend, we will be swallowed up in the fall also. See? It's rising to a
fall. Well, I only hope all the parts that you just as sure as we're in the fall.
Don't worry, that's terrifying.
Uh-oh, look at the deer go forward. Oh, look at him perk up. Oh, what's that mean?
Oh, there you are, you sucker.
What's the matter?
Listen.
Hey, I see a little thing.
Oh, that would be the fat train coming.
Coming this way?
Oh, yes. A fat train of the cutest little bears you ever did see.
But there ain't no room for two-way traffic on this here tight rope. We'll walk.
Oh, the firewind, when the fat train comes through, you stand out of their way. All right, all right, you long-eared son of a bitch. Stand over now. Come on.
Over to the edge. Hey, you expect me to get closer to the edge than I am now?
Oh, all right, Doc. It's all right. You take my arm. Here's your pop train coming up out of the farm. Watch it. And I'll speak to
you. Hey, them fellas who are handling the pop train look like monks. They're wearing robes and got hoods over here.
Is
that significant?
Well, now, it may be.
20 of them little long-haired gorillas and every one I'm carrying a pack big enough to make Gip and Archer sway back. Well, what was it they were packing out?
That is not for us to question.
Oh, it ain't, huh? And them priests, or whatever they was, had them darn hoods over their heads, so I didn't see a single thing.
Oh, no, Doc, you weren't next to.
Well, if this ain't a mysterious part of the world I put in with, all we need now is... Listen. What's that?
Oh, that is the monastery of the monks of Alabama.
Monastery?
We will be given cells to sleep in at the monastery tonight.
Cells, huh? That has a familiar ring.
And that is where you must stay for next